This week, we're supposed to share something that God has done for us that we're thankful for. And I'm thankful that God put me in a Christian home that cares about me. And last time I went to Springfield, there was somebody on a curb begging. And I just think about it that, you know, that could be me. David has preached about it too, that, yeah, God, it was out of his love that we're in a place like this.
I'm thankful that God's just helped me through life so far, and I could be in a lot of scrapes right now if it wasn't for him and for my parents and family.
I'm thankful that God has given me another day to show that I'll live for him.
I'm thankful to be able to work here and have the brethren for an example, and just you learn a lot. There's a lot of young people nowadays that don't have many people that are doing what's right to look up to and follow after, and so I'm real thankful about that.
I'm thankful that God gave me good parents and good family.
I was thinking about the assignment and what we can be thankful for, and there's just so many things, it's hard to know where to start, but we've been blessed with lots of things. But I thought the most thing I was the most thankful for was that I'm in a Christian home and a Christian church and taught what's right and a solid foundation. Real blessing.
I'm thankful that God has put me in a really good home. Everyone around is just really kind. On if I wouldn't have gotten put in a good home, like some people, they're not respectful to their parents, and it's good help to just be respectful.
I'm thankful to have a nice family and good parents.
There's more things than I can count that I'm thankful for. One of them is for family and friends and for the people here to help me to get through stuff that we've been going through and whatnot.
One thing I'm thankful for is second chances. I've had a lot of them. Speaking of which, I think it was earlier this week, I went down to Branson with some friends, and we were coming back on Highway 65, and I was speeding, and I got pulled over, and my friends, they were really scared. They were thinking that, you know, I was going to get shot, and, you know, it's going to be one of these worldwide stories. And I told them, I said, this is not how it's going to work. I said, just watch this, and we'll be fine. And he came up, and he asked where we were headed. I said, well, we're headed back home. And he's like, okay, Azul, do you have your license? I told him I don't have a license, I have a permit. And he's like, okay. My friend Jared is 21. He said, all right. So I handed it to him, and he came back and he's like, well, I had two things for you. He said, one, that's the cleanest record I have seen so far. And second of all, respect goes a long way. And he let us go, and I just told my friend Eric, I told him, I said, I mean, like he said, respect goes a long way. And I told him, I said, had I been suspicious, or had I, you know, been disrespectful, you know, probably wouldn't be standing here. But I'm just thankful for, you know, being able to have a second chance at doing things right.
Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing good this morning. Just read a couple verses here, something kind of been thinking about this week. James here, verse 19 and 20, it says, for this you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Now, for the most part, I think I'm a pretty laid back person for the most part. Don't let things bother me too much, just kind of go along with the flow. Everything usually works itself out. This week I had a time or two that I kind of let my my temper get the better of me. A couple different things, and you know, it didn't amount to anything. It all worked out in the end. You know, I got to thinking about it afterwards. You know, I thought it was kind of silly to get that worked up over something that all worked out in the end. Everything has a purpose, and you know, we've all heard the saying, you don't pray for patience, or you know, you'll really get it. But you know, there's a verse that says that God isn't going to put you through any more than you can handle. Just gotta. I mean, not that it's always going to be easy. You guys, gotta still trust in God and hold on to His promises and everything. But it's just something I kind of struggle with sometimes. Just my. I'll let little things bother me, and they'll turn into bigger problems, and it doesn't, like I said, it all works out in the end anyways. It just gotta remember to trust in God and that He's in control of all of it, and it'll all work out in the end for His purpose. But, you know, that's about all I had. I don't know. It's something I've been thinking about lately that I've been struggling with. But thank you.